Hey, Big Rob. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, sir. How you doing?
Blacknificent. Blacknificent, my brother. I want to bring to the show, talking about that money today, man. This young man is getting the bag.
Money.
Securing the bag.
That money talk.
Roger from Chicago with us. How you doing today, Roger?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks to you brothers for having me. Excited to get in here and talk with you guys and chop it up and let you know what we're working on.
Man, I see these figures, man. I saw this headline. Afroblocks joins investment platform with a market cap of more than $26 billion.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I can give you the background. So that article was referencing we were recently selected to join the TechStars Seattle cohort. And for the audience, who may not be familiar, in tech, there are these accelerators that actually help companies at the early stage kind of shoot past some of those hiccups that would slow them from launching. And they also, some of them make a financial investment as well. So TechStars is like the gold standard in terms of accelerators. They produced about 15 unicorns being, companies valued at $1 billion. And I will say in recent years, they've made a concerted effort to bring more Black founders in, and we're a part of that group as well. So, we're just trying to add to that unicorn pie and bring some money to people who look like us. You know what I'm saying?
So what do you guys do?
Gotcha. I should have probably said that first. But so we're Afroblocks, actually launched about a year ago. We're a Pan-African freelance marketplace, right? So what we do is, if you've ever had to build any websites or use offshore talent, most of the places that kind of dominate that market right now is Eastern Europe and, Southeast Asia and Latin America actually has a strong freelance ecosystem. But what we found, my co-founder Tangai and I, a brother from Zimbabwe, is that a lot of people with talent on the continent of Africa don't have access to these platforms like Upwork and Fiverr and things like that. So they can't compete at the level, and it has nothing to do with talent or the level of skill they have. It's just the fact that the ecosystem on the continent is broken. Whether it's the bias, the cultural bias you deal with when you got to compete with in the global space, being an African freelancer, a lot of our freelancers have run into that issue. And then the biggest issue is payments. It's hard. There's 54 countries in Africa, 55 if you ask some people. But there's a bunch of countries. Every country has their own regulation, their own government. So when you come to payments, it's very difficult. Some places accept some forms of payment, some don't. We recently had a case where one of our graphic designers recently did a logo job for like $100. And by the time they got paid, they got about $60 because they had to go through so many different institutions and everybody takes their fee, takes their cut. So we're solving a lot of those problems for our freelancers on the continent side. And then here in the States and in the UK and throughout the diaspora, a lot of us, when we start businesses, we don't have access to the resources. We can't go hire a big team of developers. Development is like one of the most expensive things, when you're starting a tech company. But even on a smaller level, just like graphic design flyers or social media management, things like that. A lot of times, Black entrepreneurs in particular, we don't have the access to the team for that. And that's a reason that a lot of us don't make it past that first level of launching our business. And, a couple of years later, we're out of business and got to go get another job. So what we do is we give you a place where you can have a cultural connection with the people you're working with. You can hire somebody to get your stuff done fast and affordably, right? Like, we're not charging you an arm and a leg. And it's done up to the highest quality standards by all of the freelancers that we vet on the platform.
That's good. So I'm familiar with Fiverr, and I agree. I try to use talent from the continent. I only been able, fortunate to connect with some Nigerian brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. And you're right. The India market, the Asian market dominate Fiverr. So you're going to be able to, you're going to start a hub where we can tap into that talent from Africa?
Yes, sir. Well, it's already up. Like, we're already up and running. We've launched about 7 months ago. We've done a lot of work and we're still growing, and we are in the early stage. We haven't done a lot of fundraising yet. We plan to fundraise after TechStars is over and set our valuation and things like that, but we're up and running, man. So if you need work done, feel free to check us out.
Brother, you talk to a guy. All of our websites is done by a young man that I call my little son in Ghana.
Gotcha. Okay, nice.
Our logos are done from the motherland.
Yeah.
We try to connect as much as possible with our family there. So what's the website?
It's www.afriblocks.com. That's AFRIblocks.com, BLOCKS. And I don't know if we're running out of time or not, but the way that the company even started was like super organic and super genuine. My co-founder, Tungai Chodo, super brilliant brother, man, from Zimbabwe. We actually worked together at another startup a few years back. He was building a remittance platform that allowed people to send money to, you know, cross border to Africa using Bitcoin, right? And you know, one of the first people in the world to get a license from a Federal Reserve Bank to do that. Actually broke some records and made some history. So like super talented brother. But he hit me up about a year ago, like, you know, towards the beginning of COVID, and he's like, man, you know, I've been working on this thing on the side. You know, I'm still working full time, but I started this WhatsApp group because he was traveling back and forth from Zim to the States, whether it was DC or San Francisco. And he said, I started this WhatsApp group for some of my boys back home because they was looking, you know, they were looking for jobs. You know, I would run into people in the States all the time that needed help. So I would just plug them and they started giving me money. You know, they started giving me a referral fee, you know, from the money they made. And he was like, after a few months, my WhatsApp group grew from my group of friends, which was about 10 guys, to 600 people across 7 African countries. So he was like, at that point, bro, I realized it's an issue, it's a problem. Something needs to be done. And, you know, I think I'm going to tackle it, you know, come on this ride with me. So it took a while. I didn't say yes right away. I was like, you know, I don't know if I want to jump into the startup space again. I'm you know, succeeding at what I'm doing. But after a few months of just kind of playing around with the numbers and, you know, seeing the effect that it was having on people sending us messages saying, you know, I was able to pay my bills this month because of Afroblocks and things like that. I went all in, and fast forward 3 months later, we participated in this showcase called Transparent Collective. Real dope group of people. They showcase African American founders in particular, but women and people of color just in general. We jumped in there, and they really tightened our game up in terms of our pitch because we were super new. Met the guys from Techstars. They liked what we were working on, and the rest has been history, man. That's pretty much how where we are now. Yep. I lost you for a second.
Christian Buckman from Ghana said that's juicy.
Oh, nice, nice. Appreciate it, Christian.
Yes, he's from Ghana. Right.
I think I got the website up. I don't know. I hope my connection tends to be strong. We have a little weather issue here. But I want to put that website up, man. I see it. I went to the page while you were talking. It's pretty impressive. And I use Fiverr. You know what I mean? I rock with Fiverr. But now I think I got a new family to rock with now, Rob.
Yes. Absolutely.
We're building. We say we're building the future of work in Africa and beyond. Just to give you guys some, you know, a little glimpse into the future and why this is a bigger problem than just the marketplace right now. In 10 years, there's going to be a tech talent shortage, a global tech talent shortage, which could result in like 85 million jobs going unfilled. And from history and being a student of history and understanding how this world works, my hypothesis and that of my co-founder is that people are going to look to Africa to fill those talent voids. One, it's 1.3 billion people. 60% of the population is under the age of 25 years old. And there's a ton of resources being poured into the tech ecosystem. So how we envision Afroblocks long term is, you know, being the company that can be there, that if you want to work with African talent, or you want to work in Africa, you know, you can use our tools and do that in as seamlessly as possible, you know. So that's a long vision.
Now, what's the turnaround? We know on Fiverr, folks are given deadlines. You know, you got to have it done. The work got to be done. And, you know, maybe 2 days, 1 day. What is it like on Afroblocks?
So I'm so glad you asked that question, bro. So the difference between us and Fiverr is that, you know, you go to Fiverr, it's pretty much up to you to figure out who you're going to work with. You look at all the profiles, you got to, you know, vet those people and hire those people. With us, you know, you fill out a questionnaire, you tell us what you need, you know, you tell us a deadline, how soon you need it. And then our project managers will actually match you with three people, three freelancers who kind of fit your criteria, and then actually help you pick, you know, based on the strengths of each one. And then once you pick the person you want to work with, you know, we actually stay there throughout the process. We don't just hand you off. We want to make sure the work is done in a timely manner. And also we want to protect our freelancers as well and make sure, you know, that they're given clear, you know, directions and things like that. So each job varies in terms of the turnaround, but we try to get, you know, smaller jobs done. You know, we try to get you matched up within 24 hours and, you know, the job done within 3 days, you know, max. If it's a bigger thing like software development or mobile app, you know, those things take longer. We plot out a project map and a schedule, and we stick to those deadlines, you know. And if there's an issue, we're right there. We never leave the situation like some of the other platforms that kind of just now, leave it up.
Do you see yourself getting to more of a streamlined process? Because, you know, with Fiverr, you don't have to deal with anybody. You just you see a person, you see what they've done, the kind of work they've done. You connect with them directly, and it's the turnaround so quick. Do you see yourself getting to that point?
Yeah, so that's the blind spot. The blind spot we saw was that, you know, for a person like you and me, right? Like, I can hire somebody on Fiverr, and it's no big deal, right? Like, I know what I need. So I might not need to have some assistance as I walk through. But there are a lot of entrepreneurs, there are a lot of people who are starting businesses who, you know, they might say, hey, I need a website developer. And what they really need is a designer, right? Or, you know, they might not know what language they want their website to be built in. And that's where our project managers step in. So we can be as hands-on as you want us to be, or we can be completely hands-off if you want us to be. And that's up to you. And that's been the key differentiator. Like I said, we've only been around for, you know, less than a year. But all of our customers, you know, so far in this process have said, you know, I really appreciate the fact that when I had questions, when I didn't know what I was actually looking for, you guys were there to help me.
Tell you what, man, you that's a great idea. I mean, I think, you know, we all been looking for that. How can we connect with our brothers and sisters in the motherland and use their talent, and how can they connect with us?
Exactly.
And I know PayPal has pretty much shut Africa out the game. When you try to pay people there through PayPal, they can't get their money.
It works in some countries, doesn't work in another. For instance, my co-founder, we can't send him money on PayPal because it doesn't work in Zimbabwe, you know? And there has to be a system that connects all of these different payment terms, because it's, you know, when people actually get a job, you know, you take 40% of their pay, like at that point, they might as well, you know, do something else. It's not worth it. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're solving these issues, man, and trying to bring some people some prosperity across the diaspora.
And just to make you aware, brother, PA is a chief in Ghana.
Of
over 5,000 people. And he built a computer lab there.
Oh yeah, we gotta talk, bro.
Sent computers over there to try to help his village with things. We send stuff over there periodically. We just sent the load over there. He's gotta go back soon to meet his load to make sure it gets to his village, but he is a chief in Ghana,
man.
He's working on trying to build a hospital there in his village and other things. So you know, awesome brother you speaking to, and maybe that you and that brother need to talk, because he's got plenty of talent in that village that those kids are sitting around, and they have the computers, but they don't have the, you know, the up-to-date software and things of that nature, internet, all that. Paul can, you know, basically explain more to you off air, but he is a chief in Ghana. So everything you're doing, brother, you know, salute to you. He takes kids to Africa for free too, every year.
We do. We do as a family.
He takes them to Africa, to Ghana every year for free.
We do as a family, Roger. It just ain't me. You know, it's a family teamwork.
He's taking over 26 kids to Africa for free, bought their passports, got their yellow fever shots, got their round trip ticket, got their room and board, got their food, got their tourism done. And he also takes his kids from his village to the city, because they haven't never seen the city of Accra. So he does that too, brother. So you talking to a brother who wants to see Africa move forward. No, not that he's the only one. I do too. Right, but everyone. He's the shining light, that star that you see in the heavens.
All right, Rod. Hey, Rod, that pay raise is coming next week. That pay raise is coming next week, Rod.
And the other thing he got is a library, too, that he's gotten books from here. And he's got about maybe, I want to say, 2,500 more books he's got to ship over there to that library.
Nice. That's beautiful, man. Much respect for that. Definitely need to talk. Ghana is a... You know, we have a few freelancers from Ghana that are on the platform, and it's happened organically. But Ghana's definitely on our roadmap in terms of launching pretty soon, like in the next couple of months. So,
well, the guy on the screen right now, Kristen Buckman, he's in Ghana. And Kristen know a lot of folks. He can connect you with a lot of people. I don't know too many people who have hosted Beyonce's mom and Roland Martin and all these folks, and they mentioned, you know, Kristen got it like that. So
I want to talk because, like I said, man, we're super early in the game, and you know, we got big plans for AfroBlocks, and we think we can help a lot of people. So any help, you know, like you said, it's not a me thing. It's not us just building this. We're willing to work with, you know, whoever has a similar, you know, goals in terms of the mission and connecting the diaspora across borders and all that stuff. So. Yeah, man, I'm down to work. Like, please. Like, if you don't follow up with me, I will be following up with you soon.
We're going to rock. We're going to get together, Roger.
Well, he's going to be leaving.
Our shipment just got there, Rob. That was quick.
Yeah, that's what I was just looking at. He's going to be leaving pretty soon because, as you can see on the screen, can you put that back up? We sent over, this is our second batch, about 10, 12 barrels of sanitary napkins to his village. So that the girls could go to school, because during that time they can't go to school and stuff. So we sent that about a month and a half, 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
About a month ago, right?
Yeah.
So you got dual citizenship, bro?
Huh? I need to get one, brother. I need to get one.
I'm like, okay, because, you know.
10 barrels.
Big barrels. So I need to get one, Roger. But thank you, man. I didn't want it to be about me, but Rob is being kind. I owe him some money. I owe him dinner.
Yeah, I'll be looking at my Cash App real soon.
There you go. It's going to rain. I got to send a shout out to Ike Darius, my good Haitian brother here in Orlando, one of the top realtors here in Orlando. Uncle Ike, thanks for chiming in, sir. Roger, anything else you want to share before we go?
Nah, man, check us out, AfroBlocks, www.afroblocks.com. We do everything from software web development to just graphic design, social media management, virtual assistants, whatever. Let us know, man. And if we can't help you, we'll point you in the right direction. And it's open to everybody. You know, we're focused on the diaspora, but, you know, it's open to anybody who needs some work done, quality work done in an affordable way, in a timely manner.
There you go, family. Go to the website, afroblocks.com. Thank you, Roger. We're going to stay in contact. We got to connect, brother, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes.
That's a major movement. What you got, it has the potential to be very, very major and beneficial when we talk about connecting our people, what Marcus Garvey wanted to do, connecting our people around the world. What you just put together, it could be that one element that we need. So we want to be connected to this. AfroBlocks.com.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.